Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our high nearing 50. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Partly cloudy overnight with a low around 34. Cloudy skies into Wednesday with a high of 55 and cloudy with a low around 40 Wednesday night. A chance for some rain showers Thursday, cloudy and 56, and some scattered rain showers throughout Thursday night with a low around 38. And sunny on Friday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 45 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tull. AAA reports the current national average for a gallon of gasoline is $3.06. The current average for Kansas is $2.71. AAA spokesperson Sean Stewart.
The Kansas average gas price is significantly less than the national average, about 30 cents or more. Kansas currently has the ninth lowest gas prices in the country, and that's true of generally this part of the country. There's factors such as competition. So if there's other gas stations close by, they may get into a pricing war, for example, and cause a lower price. Whereas if there's only one gas station in a small town, for example, that retailer could charge whatever they want, really, and people would decide, do we fill up here or do we drive out of town to fill up?
That audio courtesy of Cake.com, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
12 days of Christmas is here, and nobody does it better than Rusty at Ford. Now through Christmas, get up to 12% off MSRP of any new Ford, and up to 12 weeks of no payments with your new vehicle purchase. Plus, pick from hundreds of our pre-owned vehicles and pay just $12 down. $12 down! All of this, and we're not done. Choose an ornament from our tree and find an exciting gift inside with every vehicle purchased. Hurry, Christmas only comes once a year, and so do these deals only at Rusty Eck Ford.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, $12 down with approved credit up to 12% off MSRP, STK number 23T512, MSRP 61,230, sale price 53,882 after rebates with Ford credit financing. Interest accrues from date of purchase. Offers cannot be combined, subject to prior sale, expires 12/23/2023.
The Waubenton County Sheriff's Office said that on Monday, December 23rd, it was made aware of multiple allegations of offenses against minors perpetrated by a high school wrestling coach. Law enforcement officials said they were called to USD 329 district offices. Once there, they encountered Tyler Douglas, 30, of Alma, who has coached the wrestling team at Waubenton High School since December of 2021. The Sheriff's Office noted that evidence had been obtained on the scene, which led to Douglas's arrest. He was taken into custody without incident and booked into the Waubenton County Jail on contributing to a child's misconduct and furnishing alcohol to minors. John Wilson with Kansas Action for Children would like to see part of the state's budget surplus go to the families in the state with kids through a state child tax credit. The federal tax credit increase that happened during COVID was a net positive for kids. This credit would be smaller, but could still help. 14 states do have child tax credits. It is refundable in 11 of those states. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tull. A North Platte woman faces multiple charges after she allegedly fraudulently used prescription pads to obtain more than a dozen oxycodone prescriptions. Tara Tilford, 43, is charged in Lincoln County Court with 17 counts of acquiring a controlled substance by fraud. According to an arrest affidavit on September 11th, the Nebraska State Patrol began investigating a prescription fraud and forgery case that occurred at multiple North Platte pharmacies. The Nebraska State Patrol, with support from the Knuckles County Sheriff's Office and Superior Police Department, have arrested a suspect following the late Sunday fatal shooting in Superior. According to NSP, police responded at approximately 11:55 p.m. Sunday night after receiving the report of a shooting in the 1200 block of Idaho Street in Superior. Upon arrival, sheriff's deputies and Superior police officers found an adult female inside the residence with an apparent gunshot wound. She was later pronounced deceased. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. But I paid over MSRP on my last car and have too much negative equity in my current vehicle. I need a Christmas miracle.
At Midwest Kia, we don't take advantage of market fluctuations by charging over MSRP. Come to Midwest Kia this Christmas for the Season of Giving Back sales event. We helped so many people in November that we've asked Santa for another $10,000 to help our customers in December. Take advantage of Kia's trade-in assistance for up to $1,000 more on any trade-in 2004 or newer. If we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's Season of Giving Back Christmas cash. Come see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on December 23rd, 2023 may not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details. No purchase necessary.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting voted unanimously to terminate the contract with Nordis Motors for purchase of a property on Broadway in Marysville, which was considered as an alternate site for a new jail. The contract was contingent upon approval of funding for construction, which was turned down for a second time by voters at the November election. That ballot initiative called for a half-cent 10-year sales tax, and commissioners had opted to locate the facility at an original site planned east of Marysville, which is owned by the county, after considering demolition and other costs involved with the downtown location. Register of Deeds Ruth Martin expressed concerns with how historic records are scanned and indexed. She feels putting the information online creates an increased chance of fraud, as well as additional cost for a larger server to hold the information. Washington County Commissioners considered pay increases at last week's meeting, with discussion and agreement that the sanitarian position will receive a 3% increase, all other county full and part-time employees a 5% increase on base pay, effective December 31st. Nemaha County Administrator reported that he had spoken with Ag Partners Cooperative, who stressed the need for a county plan to leverage grant funding at the state level for high-speed internet access and for additional child care options. Housing was also discussed. The Nemaha County STEP Foundation indicated they did not have adequate funding to assist with the request for mid-range housing in Nemaha County. $1.5 million in grant funding has been awarded North Central Regional Planning Commission from the U.S. Department of Transportation Safe Streets and Roads for All program. Funding will allow the North Central Regional Planning Commission to work with its 8 participating counties, including Marshall, Washington, Clay, Cloud, Lincoln, Mitchell, Ottawa, and Republic, to engage relevant stakeholders in community conversations and recommended safety enhancements to improve traffic safety and reduce injury-causing crashes and fatalities. Those 8 participating counties have a fatality rate higher than the national average due to multiple issues, including aging infrastructure, roadways that no longer accommodate larger farm equipment now being used, heavier truck traffic, and a higher number of younger and older drivers. Axtell Community Grocery has been awarded $300,000 in zero-interest funding through the USDA Rural Economic Development Loan and Grant Program. That grant facilitated by Blue Valley Technologies. The store opened its doors earlier this year. The program is a competitive national program that critiques applications on a variety of factors, including job creation and retention, sustainability and economic impact of a community, as well as personal investment. The zero-interest loan was backed by the State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch. City of Beatrice continues planning for a new solid waste landfill, with construction likely this next year southwest of Beatrice. Design options are underway with consideration for engineering services and state approval that could allow bids late this next summer into fall, with a 2025 opening projected. A location south of the current facility is adjacent to a construction and demolition waste site and could serve the community upwards of the next 70 years. Recent conversations with the City of Odell could include additional rural customers. Marshall County Treasurer's Office reminds the first half 2023 property taxes are due Wednesday, December 20th. Pay your taxes at any local bank, by mail, in person at the Treasurer's Office, or you can leave those in the drop box at the courthouse. Please do not put cash in the drop box. Put your payment information and check in an envelope and include your payment stubs. You can also pay online.
Go to marshallcoks.org. Elected officials, treasurer, tax collection, click online payments and follow instructions. First half, personal property taxes due Wednesday, December 20th. Robert Bobby Smith, age 26, of Pawnee City, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Christian Church in Humboldt. Burial in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation, Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Bobby Smith. Richard Dick Mick, age 76, of Wymore, passed away December 13th. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church, Wymore. Burial in the Calvary Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7:30 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 7. Family will greet friends Wednesday, 6 until 7 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Richard Dick Mick. Beth Miller, age 75, of Pawnee City, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church, Pawnee City. Interment, the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Beth Miller.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower to mid-50s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Partly cloudy overnight with our lows in the upper 20s and upper 30s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. A bit warmer on Wednesday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and upper 50s. And mostly cloudy skies on a Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 30s and mid-40s. There will be a chance for some rain showers on Thursday, cloudy with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s, and showers continue into Thursday night, then cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Mostly sunny skies into Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, and partly cloudy into Friday night with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Some rain showers return throughout Saturday, cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 50s, and more scattered showers throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Still some rain likely into Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December, 42, record high on this date, 67. The average low, 22, and the record low, 13, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:42. Sunset this evening at 5:07.
For some of us, holidays are stressful enough. Adding jet lag on top of it can really dampen the spirit. Some seasonal travel advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 19th, the 353rd day of the year. Actor Jake Gyllenhaal celebrates a birthday, and Benjamin Franklin began publishing Poor Richard's Almanac on this day 291 years ago. If home for the holidays means traveling across time zones, be sure that jet lag doesn't zap your seasonal spirit. Here are some things you can do now to lessen the irritability that often comes with an out-of-sync body clock. If you'll be traveling east, go to bed earlier several nights before traveling. When heading west, stay up and rise a bit later. Likewise, adjust meal times closer to those of your destination. Get exposure to as much daylight as possible. It has a positive effect on your biological clock. And on your flight, stay hydrated, but avoid caffeine and alcohol. That's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Reflections Hallmark is all about Christmas. Keepsake ornaments, signature Christmas ornaments, holiday greeting cards, and wrapping paper, gift bags, and box cards. Buy one, get one half off. Out with the old and in with the new, as last year's ornaments are 50% off. This holiday season, shop Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Give yourself a Christmas gift this year with a new career opportunity, Landall in Marysville. Currently accepting applications for experienced assemblers, welders, painters, and a net developer. Even Santa can't beat the benefits Landall offers. Wages start at $16 up to $21.20 per hour. $2 an hour shift differential for second and third shift. Plus 4% attendance bonus, promotions, raises, Christmas bonus, all-inclusive medical, paid time off, holidays, weekly paychecks, and more. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for more information.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Trace Tall. Kansas State Women's Basketball Center Ayoka Lee made program history last night at Bramlage Coliseum. Lee scored 24 points and collected 21 rebounds en route to a 102-59 win over Oral Roberts. It marked her 53rd career double-double, breaking the program record. And she also posted 5 blocks and 1 steal. Lee is also the reigning Big 12 Player of the Week and has helped the number 12 Wildcats to an impressive 11-1 record this year after spending the entirety of the 2022-23 season out with an injury. K-State will be back at Bramlage on Wednesday as they host Southern at 6:30 p.m. On Monday, the Kansas City Chiefs announced that second-year wide receiver Sky Moore was placed on injured reserve. The Western Michigan product has 21 catches for 244 yards and a touchdown this season. Moore left Sunday's 27-17 win over New England with an injury. Mid-American Network Sports.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. But I paid over MSRP on my last car and have too much negative equity in my current vehicle. I need a Christmas miracle.
At Midwest Kia, we don't take advantage of market fluctuations by charging over MSRP. Come to Midwest Kia this Christmas for the Season of Giving Back sales event. We helped so many people in November that we've asked Santa for another $10,000 to help our customers in December. Take advantage of Kia's trade-in assistance for up to $1,000 more on any trade-in 2004 or newer. If we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's Season of Giving Back Christmas cash. Come see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on December 23rd, 2023 may not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details. No purchase necessary.
Kansas City Royals general manager J.J. Piccolo's attempt to be more transactional has been largely successful this offseason. On Monday, the Royals officially announced the signing of right-handed pitcher Michael Wacha and made a trade with the Baltimore Orioles. The trade sent right-hander pitcher Jonathan Heasley to Baltimore in exchange for minor league right-hander Cesar Espinal. The trade brings Kansas City's 40-man roster back to 40 players. The Kansas Jayhawk men's basketball team stayed put at number 2 in Monday's release of the AP Top 25 poll. The Jayhawks are coming off a 75-71 win at Indiana on Saturday, improving their record to 10-1 in non-conference games, with Yale and Wichita State coming up to round out their non-conference season. The Kansas State women remain number 12 in the women's Top 25 poll. This Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at T-Mobile Center in Kansas City, Wichita State men take on Kansas State. On Friday, the Kansas Jayhawks host Yale for a 7 o'clock tip at Allen Fieldhouse. Mid-America Network Sports.
A handful of teams tipping off Monday before the Christmas break. In girls action, Frankfort took Blue Valley 44-31. Lynn held off Pawnee City 49-20. Blue Valley boys took Frankfort 49-38. Pawnee City stopped Lynn 52-48. Tuesday tip-offs, Axtell at Linden. Centralia hosting Northeast Kansas and Diller O'Dell is host to February.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The great courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Its short stature, deer resistance, and butterfly appeal make Iron Butterfly a great choice for any size landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This cultivar of the native Letterman Ironweed is hardy in zones 4 to 9 and was selected for its vigorous growth, compact habit, and abundance of flowers. It grows 2 to 3 feet tall and wide, and its fine foliage is topped by purple flowers in late summer and fall. Grow Iron Butterfly in full sun and well-drained soil. It tolerates drought once established and occasional flooding. This makes it a good choice for rain gardens. Place it in the landscape where you can enjoy the late season flowers and the hummingbirds and butterflies it attracts. Combine Iron Butterfly with Goldenrod, Baptisia, Butterflyweed, Monarda, and Rudbeckia. Include it in deer-resistant butterfly and cottage gardens. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Nothing says holidays like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with Poinsettia Poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Poinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase Poinsettia Poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
Stumped over what to do with your garden and landscaping? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Hire a garden coach who can give you the advice and encouragement you're looking for as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
My gardens and I like to make changes here and there, but I'm not always sure how to do it. Sometimes all we need is a fresh eye to hone in on a spot in the garden that's driving us nuts or advice on how to tear it all up and start over. You can hire garden coaches such as master gardeners and other horticultural experts to help. Robin Hegland is the founder of a garden coaching company and says coaches empower people to have the landscape they want by teaching them the skills they need.
We come out, we meet with the person, maybe sending out a questionnaire ahead of time so we can gather some data, understand what their goals are, how much time are they willing to invest in the space, what level of detail do they already understand. Then when we get together, we take a look at the space together and get to know each other. And out of that, we can develop a program.
Hegland says sometimes it only takes a couple of hours of teaching to pull everything together. However, you and the coach decide how many sessions will be needed to accomplish your goals.
There may be a session where someone comes in and teaches you how to prune, and that comes out of understanding how plants grow. They may teach you how to understand your soil, where to take soil samples, why you send them into labs for testing. They may come in and help you evaluate your spaces for design, so taking a look at how to maximize usage for patios, for decks, and things like that.
Most garden coaches focus on empowering you to do the work yourself. However, there are some who like to get their hands dirty. They'll help you design your garden, plant it, take care of it, and harvest the produce, sharing their expertise with you along the way. Learn more about hiring a garden coach at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Oh, Colvett Funeral Home hopes everyone enjoys the sights and sounds of the holiday season with loved ones and friends. Remember the reason for the season and have a blessed and merry Christmas from the friendly staff at Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity.
KNDY.
A sustainability perspective from a guy involved in growing, processing, and transporting agricultural products. Today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. P.J. Haney has quite a resume. He owns a farm in eastern Virginia, co-owns a rice mill in Arkansas, and has ownership interests in transportation, timber harvesting, and landscaping and excavating. Haney took part in a recent Farm Foundation forum on actionable goals for sustainability.
We can put the same amount of work into cover crops and to sequester carbon and all that we're trying to do, but you know, the volatility that we see in weather patterns really changes that. We may put out the same amount of work this year and get half the yield as next year, no different than farming. So I oftentimes urge that people don't measure the data that's extracted, but farmers need to be rewarded for the work that they put into these operations and into these efforts.
Haney says it's right for farmers to expect to be compensated for making sustainability improvements.
So I think if we can help the farmers bear the cost that they're going to have up front and the adjustments that they may have with the yield losses and productivity, that will really incentivize this change. Don't hurt our farmers who are growing our foods.
Tomorrow, a Walmart executive talks about the company's position on sustainable food and agriculture. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Registration is now open. Good Tuesday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news update. Today is December 19th, Tuesday, as registration is now officially open for the 2024 Midwest Crops Conference, taking place January 17th and 18th next year in St. Joe, Missouri. The annual event offers 2 days of updates from agricultural leaders, university extension specialists, and industry experts from four different states. Mizzou's extension agricultural business specialist, Denise Ferguson, says certified crop advisors can receive up to 15 and a half continuing education credits just for attending. During the 2 days, attendees will hear updates on drought, soils, nutrient management, weed control, and pests, among other timely topics. Ben Brown, Senior Research Associate with MU Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute, will give an update on the United States Farm Bill. Economist Scott Brown will provide an outlook for corn and soybean crops in 2024. MU Extension, University of Nebraska Extension, Kansas State University, and Iowa State University will be at the event. Next, as we find ourselves over the halfway point through the month of December, we'll look back upon the December World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates, and it shows that China will cut back on on soybean imports. Mac Marshall, Vice President of Market Intelligence for the United Soybean Board, says it's not a surprise.
Margins for hog producers have been really tough recently, continuing a trend that's existed over the last couple of years. So seeing that scale back in their expected importation of soy, I don't think is too surprising. It's still a tremendous volume, and that's really more what we should focus on, is trying to still continue to import those beans. We've certainly seen a lot of flash sales over the last couple of weeks. Clearly, there's an appetite in terms of Chinese demand for U.S. soy.
Marshall also states that the market is paying a lot of attention to the South American details in the latest December WASDE report, as the Brazilian crop goes down from 163 million metric tons to 161. It's still a little bit higher than what most of the trade was expecting, which was closer to 160. However, local commentators down there who are reconciling both dryness and the potential threat of soybean rust, putting that together, there's an expectation that the crop may be coming in less than was initially expected.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Stickline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Stickline Communications.
Order it now and you'll receive an early order discount.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Feeding sows too much or too little affects the bottom line. Use body condition scoring to adjust their feed intake. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Element of successful and consistent swine reproduction is making sure sows don't gain or lose too much weight between litters. It's a balancing act because feeding too much or too little also has economic repercussions. Using body condition scoring will help you adjust their feeding levels. Ken Stalder is a professor of animal science at Iowa State University. He says to score sows on a 5-point scale 30 days after breeding and then again once a month after that.
You want it on a 3-ish. The other thing I would say that ideal body condition score can vary a little bit by farm and genetic type. So to sit here and say exactly what it is, I'm going to be hesitant to do that. But somewhere in that 3 area.
You're looking for an overall shape and combination of fat and muscle reserves. The fat is the energy source that the sow has available. The muscle is protein she can use to supply the nutrients in the milk that nourishes her litter.
When I body condition score them, I look from the rear because I can see the spine from the rear. If it's bumped up there, that's probably an indication she's too thin. I can come in behind her and palpate her ribs. I can palpate those hip joints. And, you know, if I really feel those too easily, she's really too thin as well.
If you're not able to do this visually or aren't experienced at it, Stalder recommends using a caliper designed specifically for this purpose. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about swine body condition scoring at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Good midday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. It was a slow start to the day, but mixed has been the theme all today throughout the livestock and the grains. However, the soybeans with double-digit losses, that's where we'll start. January beans down 14.5 at $13.12.5. March soybeans down 16.75 at $13.23.25. January soybean meal also down $8.80 at $4.04. March meal down $9.40 at $3.92. Soy oil has made a turnaround. They are now up 31 cents for the month of January at $50.95. March currently sitting at $51.03. That's up 29. Looking down in the cotton markets, also slight gains today. March carton up 43 at $79.53. May up 44 cents at $80.33. Let's hit the grains now, as March corn has been down around 3 to 5 cents all day today. March corn currently down 4.5 at $4.72.5. May sitting at $4.85 per bushel. That is down 4.5 as well. Kansas City wheat making up their losses from yesterday. Double-digit gains as we pass through the noon hour. March Kansas City wheat up 13 cents at $6.40.75. May currently up 12.25 at $6.45, and the oats still with a slight gain today. March up 1.25 at $3.84.75. May up 3.75 at $3.87.25. Let's take a peek into the livestock, as December live cattle up a nickel currently at $168.87, though February drops 45 back down to $169.17, and then mixed figures all throughout the other futures. January feeder cattle down 85 at $222.32. March sitting at $223.50. That's down 65 cents and continued mixed figures into the other futures markets. February lean hogs still down 65 cents, not that $1 mark anymore, so they're kind of mellowing out, but February down 65 at $70.92, excuse me. April sitting at $77.78. That is down 80 cents on the day. And a quick look at the stock markets here as we head through the lunch hour, as well as continued gains happen. Up to 198 for the Dow Jones at 37,504, S&P up 20 at 4,760, and the NASDAQ up 64 at 14,969.
12 days of Christmas is here, and nobody does it better than Rusty at Ford. Now through Christmas, get up to 12% off MSRP of any new Ford, and up to 12 weeks of no payments with your new vehicle purchase. Plus, pick from hundreds of our pre-owned vehicles and pay just $12 down. $12 down! All of this, and we're not done. Choose an ornament from our tree and find an exciting gift inside with every vehicle purchased. Hurry, Christmas only comes once a year, and so do these deals only at Rusty Eck Ford.
Plus tax and fees. $12 down with approved credit up to 12% off MSRP. STK number 23T512. MSRP 61,230. Sale price 53,882 after rebates with Ford credit financing. Interest accrues from date of purchase. Offers cannot be combined, subject to prior sale. Expires 12.
It's your land. You know what you need to run your farm operation. And it's a lot more than just seed and soil, livestock and farm machinery. That's why we're here to design a plan that fits your farm, your family, and your life. We're local and we're here to help you grow. Stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. As we come into the winter months, producers may be needing to put together a different management plan for their bulls. K-State Cow-Calf Extension Specialist Jason Warner discusses what producers should be evaluating for their bulls, no matter their age or when they are used for breeding. He begins by explaining what people can keep in mind for their fall breeding bulls.
This is always a good time of year to be really assessing and thinking about what you're doing from a bull management standpoint, and you're going to be starting the breeding season now, or maybe even sometime after the first of the year for some producers, depending on when those calves are born. Always doing a breeding soundness exam on bulls as we go into this time of the year is really critical. We often think about it, particularly going into the spring for spring breeding seasons, but going into the fall breeding season is really important as well, too. Just some important things to keep in mind if folks are going to be introducing bulls for breeding here for fall calving herds going forward.
Warner emphasizes that winter is a crucial time for the growth of yearling bulls.
This is a good time of year for seed stock producers if they're developing bulls for a spring sale. Now is just a really good time period to really be assessing where those bulls are from a weight and a performance standpoint, making sure that we're developing them at a rate that is going to allow them to express their genetic potential for growth and performance. We want to make sure that we're developing those bulls properly so that they're in acceptable condition for most bull buyers. I think it's important as we get into this time of year, you'll be doing some check weights on bulls. That's a good opportunity to assess where they are, and if you need to make any adjustments to your feeding program or your ration program for those bulls, you've got ample time to do that.
He lists a few important decisions people can make for their bulls this winter.
We want to make sure that we're focusing on where those bulls are from a weight and a body condition score standpoint. Understand that young bulls, they've still got a requirement for growth, and so they're going to be continuing to grow and develop. We want to make sure that we're providing enough supplemental energy. Keep in mind that for a lot of situations, we may need to supplement bulls anywhere from 0.3 up to 0.5% of body weight on a dry matter basis, in addition to what their forage intake will be. If you're commingling older and younger bulls together, make sure we're providing plenty of bunk space there, usually 2 to 3 feet of linear bunk space per head, just to make sure that we've got plenty of space there so that those younger, more timid bulls that are maybe a little bit lower on the totem pole, so to speak, have plenty of opportunity to get the supplement and the feed that they need. So just some important things to keep in mind with management in general.
That was Kansas State University Cow-Calf Extension Specialist Jason Warner on what producers can do to manage their bulls this winter. Find more information on this topic and Warner's article, Supplementation Considerations for Bulls Following Breeding, at www.ksubeef.org. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
As we wrap up 2023, we want to share some big news from Alliance Insurance and let you know how we will need to navigate through the rest of the year. Long story short, we're moving to a new location. It will eventually be a good move, but the interim will be a little messy, as we will not be in our new permanent location until the middle of April. Although we are not able to reveal our new permanent location at this time, it will be announced in the coming weeks. We need to be out of our current building by December 15th, and the plan now is to move to a temporary location at 715 Center Street. It's across the street from Napa. We will have signage, but we will be next to New China Buffet's back entrance. That is the Center Street entrance. Nothing will change with your policy coverages or the servicing of your policies. We are excited about the move and our eventual new home, so please bear with us as we make the journey to get there. Thank you so much for your patronage and happy holidays from Tammy, Diana, and Jen, Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
KNDY.
The first Noel the angel did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay in fields where they lay.
then entered in their wise men three, full reverently upon their knee, and offered there in his presence their gold and myrrh and frankincense. Noel, 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 born is the King of
America's original classic country station, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.